ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down four shitas as far as Kiddush HaChidesh is concerned. The first shita is a shita of Tanakama in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tavim and Aleph, that Tanakama says, Bin Shinira Bizmani, Bin Shaloi Nira Bizmani, Mikad Shinoisai, which is a shita of the Tana of our Mishnah according to Abaye. The second shita is a shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. The Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says, And we Nira Bizmani, Ein Mikad Shinoisai, Shekfar Kitchu Bashamayim. Which is a sheet of the Tana of our Mishnah according to Rava, that only Bizmani is there halacha of Kiddush HaChidesh. Shoy Bizmani, there is no halacha of Kiddush HaChidesh. The third sheet is a sheet of Plimai. The Tanya Plimai Yomer Bizmani ain't Mekach and Isai, Shoy Bizmani Mekach and Isai. That Plimai understands that the entire halacha of Kiddush HaChidesh is only Shoy Bizmani, which is a sheet of the Tana of our Mishnah according to Rav Nachman. The fourth shita is a shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer says, "Bein mizmani, bein shaloi bizmani, ein mekach shenoisei shenemar v'kidashta mishnas hachamishim shana. Shonim ata mekadesh v'ata mekadesh chadoshim." Which is a shita of the Tana of our Mishnah according to Rav Ashi. In the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalet, we find that the Menachas Chinuch asks the following kasha. According to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds bein bizmani, bein shaloi bizmani, ein mekach shenoisei, then so too according to the shita of Plimai, who holds bizmani, ein mekach shenoisei. What happened to this, that there is a mitzvah ala based in lekabel eida sachidesh, as the Gemara darshin sachidesh as alachem kazeria evikadesh? So to answer this kash, we find that the Menachas Chinuch says the following yisoid, that there are two separate halachas. There is one halacha that Beis Din are the ones that are kaveya which day is Rosh Chodesh, and there is a mitzvah al Beis Din to mekabel edim to be kaveya which day is a day of Rosh Chodesh, and then there is a separate halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh that Beis Din says mekodesh, and there are two separate mekayres for these two halachas. The pasuk of HaChodesh is alachem, which teaches us Kazeria Eva Kadesh is referring to this, that there is a mitzvah al Beis Din Timakabal Edim to be Kaveh which day is Rosh Chodesh. But as far as this, that there is a mitzvah for Beis Din Timakadesh Chodesh, the makar for that mitzvah is as we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tavim Amud Beis, is from the pasuk of Tikru Isam. And therefore, as far as this, that there is a mitzvah for Beis Din Timakabal Edim to be Kaveh which day is Rosh Chodesh, everyone agrees to that mitzvah. And even according to Belazar and according to Plimei, there is such a mitzvah. The entire Machloikes is only as far as this, that there is a mitzvah for Beis Din Timakadesh the Chodesh, and to say that the Chodesh is Makodesh. According to Wazir Reb Shimon, Bein Bizmani, Bein Shaloi Bizmani, there is no such mitzvah to Makadesh the Chodesh. As Rabbi Eliezer darshins in the pasuk of Vekidashta Mishnas Achamishim Shonim Atamakadesh Viatamakadesh Chadashim, Plimi understands that the mitzvah only applies to Shaloi Bizmani and not to Bizmani. But as far as this, that there is a mitzvah based on a Kabbal Eidos HaChodesh to be Kaveh which day is Rosh Chodesh, everyone agrees to. That is how the Menachas Chinuch answers his kasha. So again, from the Menachas Chinuch, one sees that there are two separate halachas. There is one halacha that there is a mitzvah on Beis Din Timakabal Edim to be Kaveya the Chodesh, and to be Kaveya which day is Rosh Chodesh, and then there is a separate mitzvah for Beis Din Timakadesh the Chodesh. And so too we find in the Yerushalmi in Perek Beis of Rosh Hashanah Halacha Hey, that the Yerushalmi asks the following kash on the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, the Rosh Beis Din says Makodesh. The Yerushalmi asks, we find the Shita of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is this, that we say Shonim Ata Mekadesh V'Ata Mekadesh Chadashim. And therefore, how can the Tana of the Mishnah say the Rosh Beis Din Oimer Mekodesh? The Yerushalmi answers, Mahu Mekodesh Mekoyim. In other words, according to the Shita of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who holds that Shonim Ata Mekadesh V'Ata Mekadesh Chadashim, which is a Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, which is brought down in our Gemara. The Rish Basin does not say Mekodesh, since there is no mitzvah to Mekadesh Sachedesh, but rather all there is a mitzvah for Basin to Mekayim, which day is Rish Chedesh. And that mitzvah applies even according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is brought down in Yerushalmi, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, which is brought down in our Gemara, that Pei Mizmane Ben Shulei Bizmane Ein Mekad Shenoisai. Now, here one has to know, according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, who holds Bizmane Mekad Shenoisai Shulei Bizmane Ein Mekad Shenoisai Shekvar Ketshuva Shamayim, do we say that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, even though there is no mitzvah for Beis and Timekadesh the Chedesh Chei Bizmane, but still there is a mitzvah for Beis and Timekabel Edim to be Kaveh the Chedesh Chei Bizmane, or do we say that there is no mitzvah for Beis Din even to be kaveh the chodesh lebezmane, since we will say shekvar ketshuva shamayim? In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Nav Chaf Amud Aleph, we find that even if Edim saw the Lavona b'yom Amud Aleph, they are mechallin es haShabbos to mitzvah kaddish al hareiyah. In the Ritva we find that the Ritva explains that that the Edim are mechallin es haShabbos even though they saw the Lavona shalei bezmana, is only if we are to say that there is a mitzvah kadesh as a chedesh shalei bizmana, which is a shita of Tanakama in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, that there is no mitzvah kadesh shalei bizmana, so too the Edom will not be mechallel as a Shabbos if they saw the Lavana on Yom Amud Aleph. From the Ritva, one clearly sees that according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, not only is there no mitzvah to mekadesh the chedesh b'yom Amud Aleph, but so too there is no mitzvah for Beis Din to mekabel edim to be kaveh the chedesh shalei bezmana. But rather we will say that since kfar ketshuva shamayim, for that reason there is no mitzvah for Beis Din to go and be kaveh the chedesh shalei bezmana. It was nikva already shalei bezmana. On the other hand, from the Ritva Nechun and Afgafal from a Beis Ocher, one clearly sees that the Ritva Nechun understands that even according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, but still there is a mitzvah for Basin to be kaveh the Chodesh Shalei Bezmana. The Ritva says as follows. This all you find in the Gemara in Chulin, that Peshas Hagzeirah they were Eker Yom Kippur. Tesis asks, Eich Akur Yom Kippurim HaBeshas Hagzeirah Fiu Arkasa de Masani Yoharag Val Yavar. And therefore, how are they Eker Yom Kippur Peshas Hagzeirah? The Ritva answers Tesis as Kasha by saying, V'nirali the Holy Kasha. The Kiddush Chadash from the Beis Din Asehu, Val Asei Yaver Val Yehorik, the Barishna Mekamaduchti. And therefore the Ritva goes on to say, Efshir Dahacha Gazru Umer Sa'ilam LeBeis Din Shoyo Kache De'ein Kanyim Kippur. In other words, as long as Beis Din are not Mekadesh Achidish, then there is no Yim Kippur. In the Achidim we find that the Achidim ask the following to me on the Ritva, we pass him like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, that one only needs a Kiddush of Beis Din Bizmane and not Shalei Bizmane. And therefore, even if Beis Din were not Mekadesh the Chedesh Bizmane, automatically Rish Chedesh is Shalei Bizmane. And therefore, one will have Yom Kippur even if Beis Din were not Mekadesh the Chedesh. This is a kasha that the Achrenim ask on the Ritva Nechulin. L'chair, one can explain Pshat in the Ritva Nechulin based on the Chedesh of the Minchas Chinuch. And one can say that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, who holds that Shalei Bizmane and Beis Din Mekad Shenoisai, that is only as far as Kiddush HaChedesh is concerned. Shalei Bizmane, there is no mitzvah for Beis Din to Mekadesh the Chedesh. But as far as this, that there is a mitzvah for Beis Din to Mekabel Edim to be Kaveh Rish Chedesh, that applies Shalei Bizmane as well. And if Beis Din were not Kaveh, which day is Rish Chedesh, then there is no Rish Chedesh. The Kfiyas Beis Din is Ma'akiv. And for that reason, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, one will not have Yom Kippur. That is a chiyah, the mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Ritva. But as we mentioned before, now we have a seeming stira b'divrei haritva. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, shalei bizmane, do we need Beis Din to mekabel edim to be kaveh the chedesh or not? From the Ritva Rosh Hashanah, one clearly sees that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, one does not need Beis Din to be kaveh reish chedesh shalei bizmane. On the other hand, from the Tfar Nechun Ocher, one clearly sees that one needs Beis Din to be Kaveh Reish Chedesh Shalei Bizmane, which is a Shita of the Minchas Chinuch. So before we enter the seeming Stira, I would first like to discuss these two Tzadim If as far as the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik one is based into Pikeveh the Chodesh Halei Bezmanei, well, here one can say that these two Tzadim are dependent upon how to understand this, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says, that Halei Bezmanei one does not need based into Mekadesh the Chodesh, since Kvar Kedshu Shamayim. In the Rishayin we find two Mahalchim, as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says, Kvar Kedshu Shamayim. One Mahalch is as we find in Tesis Narasigya, Tesis explains that based in Shalomayla are Mekachim B'yoyim Laman Aleph. On the other end, Rabbi Yehuda explains Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik with a different Mahalch. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, this our Gemara says, Kvar Kedshu Shamayim, Pirosh Kivan Shalei Bezmanei, Einu Toi B'das based in, V'einu Tzarech Kiddush, Mibnei Shemem Meila Hu Mekodesh, V'kiddush Shamayim Hu, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda explains that as far as Shalei Bezmanei is concerned, the reason why one does not need the Kiddush of Beis Din is because Shalei Bezmanei is not dependent upon the Das of Beis Din. Since Ein HaChidesh Yachal Liv Chesed, for that reason, it is Mekodesh Memela. And as we find, the Kli Chemdem Parash Aspoy goes on to explain Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this our Gemara says, Kfar Kedshu Shamayim Ein HaPerosh, De Be'emes based in Shomayla Mekachin Es HaChidesh B'yayim Amad Aleph. Rak Da Kavona De Mekachin Kval, Rak Even De Yevshuli Es Chidesh Poches Nemeila Hurech Chidesh, Avo Be'emes Ein HaBased in Shomayla Mekachin Kval HaChadoshim. The Kli Chemda goes on to say, "Does a nikra bidei shamayim, since it is miskadesh memeila." So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishayim as far as how to explain this. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says that Shalei Bezmanei does not need a kiddush since kvar kedshu shamayim. Tosis explains that based in shamayla are mekadesh yoyim lamed aleph, and for that reason, based in shalmata doesn't have to be mekadesh Shalei Bezmanei since kvar kedshu shamayim. We already have the yeshivas based in a base in Shalmaila or Mekadesh Yoyim Lamed Aleph. On the other hand, Ben Yehuda explains this, so we say Kfar Kedshu Shamayim, our Gemara means to say that Shalei Bezmanei is not dependent upon Beistin. Based on this Machlokes HaRishayim, one can explain that according to Tosfos, who understands Kfar Kedshu Shamayim, that our Gemara means that there was a yeshivas based in Shalmaila or Mekadesh Yoyim Lamed Aleph, for that reason one can say that based in Shalmaila are only Mekadesh Yoyim Amad Aleph, because there will be a Kfiyas based in, which will be Kaveh Yoyim Amad Aleph as Rish Chedesh, and therefore based in Shalmaila are already Mekadesh Yoyim Amad Aleph. But one needs the Kfiyas based in order for based in Shalmaila to be Mekadesh the Chedesh. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda, that Shalei Bezmanei is not dependent upon based in, for that reason, we all say that one does not need the kfiyas of Beis Din either. Since it is impossible that Rosh Chodesh should be on any other day, Mimela, the Rosh Chodesh is Mekodesh, and so too one does not need a kfiyas of Beis Din. Now, getting back to the seeming Stira B'Shitas HaRatva, where one can explain Pshat and the Ratva and Chuan, what's a different Mahalach, and one can explain Pshat and the Ratva and Chuan, that the Ratva and Chuan understands that even though one does not need a kfiyas of Beis Din, and one does not need Beis Din to Mekabel Edim in order to Mekadesh the Chedesh, but still one needs Beis Din to make the Cheshbin. As we find in our Gemara, that besides for Kiddush HaChedesh, there is another Halacha Beis Din as well, that Beis Din are Mechashev the Chedesh. Now to explain this, that Beis Din are Mechashev the Chedesh, we find a tremendous Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi explained that Chishev HaChedesh is referring to this, that they are Mechashev if they need to ma'aber the chedesh or not. As Rashi says, chisha l'ktoni d'neimash atzorach shoshal chashiv, im ma'aberu as ha'chedesh, d'bechush bon atalya. As Rashi goes on to bring from Gemara and Erchen on that chesem abeis. On the other hand, in the Rambam and Huchas Kiddush ha'chedesh, we find that based in our mechashiv when the levana will be nearest. As the Rambam says in Perek Alpha, Chazayim mitzvahs haseim natera ala beisin sheichashvu v'yedu im yira hayareach haylo yeroa. And as far as this mitzvah of beisin to mechashe b'chashboinais, kederach shmechashvim hetztanginim, as the Rambam says in Alach HaVav, this cheshbon needs a beisin, and this cheshbon can only take place in Eretz Yisrael, as we find in the Rambam in Perek Alpha, Alach HaChas. And this is the cheshbon of our Gemara. According to the Shita, the Rambam, one can explain that even though Shulei Bezmanei, one does not need based into Mekabal Edim to be Kaveh Rosh Chodesh, but still one needs based in to make the cheshbon. And without based in making the cheshbon, then that day will not be Rosh Chodesh. That is one Mahalach, which one can answer the seeming stira according to the Shita of the Rambam. Another Mahalach with which one can answer the seeming stira of a Divya Ratva is by saying as follows. This that we find in the Tvan Rosh Hashanah that Shulei Bezmanei according to the Shita of Rabbezer Rab Tzadik. One does not need based in is only as far as this. One does not need based in to mekabel edim, and one does not need the edim to be made. According to words of Rabbi Tzadik, that there is no halacha that based nor mekadesh the chodesh or bezmane for that reason, one does not need the edim to be made. Is because only if you are to say that based nor mekadesh the chodesh or bezmane, then one needs the edim to be made. Is only if one needs basin to mekadesh the chodesh. In order for basin to mekadesh the chodesh, basin can only be mekadesh the chodesh al pi edim. Shaloi bezmanei, that basin do not have to mekadesh the chodesh according to the shita of Rabbaz Rab Tzadik, so too one does not need edim. And therefore the edim will not be allowed to mechal al Shabbos in order to be made on Lavona Shaloi Bezmana. But even though one does not need edim, but still one needs based in to be Kaveya that day as Rosh Chodesh. And based in are able to be Kaveya that day as Rosh Chodesh even without edim. And if based in are not Kaveya that day as Rosh Chodesh, then that day will not be considered Rosh Chodesh. And for that reason, the Tfan Chun goes on to say that without the Kviyas of based in, one will not have Yom Kippur. That is Lachira. How one can explain Pshat and the Shita of the Ritva. In the Menachas Chinuch, on the other hand, we find that the Menachas Chinuch understands that even according to the Shita of Rabbaz Rab Tzadik, but still there is a mitzvah to be Kaveh Rosh Chodesh Shoy Bezmana al Pi Edim. And therefore the Menachas Chinuch explains that even according to Rabbaz Rab Tzadik, the Edim will be Mechal Shabbos in order for Beis Din to be Kaveh the Chodesh Shoy Bezmana al Pi Edim. Now, okay, one can ask the following kasha according to the Shita of the Menachas Chinuch, that besides the mitzvah of Beis Din to Mekadesh HaChodesh, there is another mitzvah for Beis Din, to be Kaveh the Chodesh, and to be Kaveh the Chodesh al Pi Edim. If so, how are we to understand this? Our Mishnah does not say that there is a halacha of Beis Din to be Kaveh the Chodesh, but rather our Mishnah only refers to Kiddush HaChodesh. Words of Rashi explains Pshat in our Mishnah according to the Shita of Rabbi Ezra Reb Shimon, that our Mishnah is referring to Chisho Dibar. What happened to Kviyas HaChodesh, that Kviyas HaChodesh also needs Beis Din. And one cannot say that as far as Kviyas HaChodesh, one does not need a Beis Din Shal Shoisha, since as Menachas Chinuch explains the Makar for Kviyas HaChodesh, it's from the Pasuk of HaChodesh HaZel Lachem. From there the Gemara Rosh Hashanah learns out that will need Shoisha Dayanim. And therefore Kviyas HaChodesh needs Shoisha Dayanim. That is a kasha that one can ask on the Menachas Chinuch. If not for this, that the Menachas Chinuch says that the makar for Kviyas HaChodesh is from the pasuk of HaChodesh HaZalachem, one could have said as follows, that as far as Kviyas HaChodesh is concerned, the Yachim Mumcha has the ability to be Kaveh HaChadoshim, and one does not need Shoisha Dayanim in order to be Kaveh HaChodesh. This, that one needs Shoisha Dayanim, is only as far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned. As far as Kiddush HaChodesh, Yachim Mumcha cannot be Mekadesh HaChodesh, like we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei Amid Beis, that from the pasuk of HaChodesh HaZalachem we learn out that a Yachim Mumcha cannot be Mekadesh as a Chodesh, but rather one needs Shoisha Dayanim. Now to explain the difference, that as far as Kviyas HaChodesh is concerned, the Yachim Mumcha has the ability to be Kaveh the Chodesh. On the other hand, as far as Kiddush HaChodesh, one needs Shoisha Dayanim. And the Yachim Mumcha cannot be Mekadesh as a Chodesh, one can explain based on this, what we find in the Rambam, in Perakei Mehochas Kiddush HaChodesh Hoche Aleph, that the Rambam says as follows, that Kiddush HaChodesh is Havei Al Pi Shoisha Mi Beis Din HaGadol, Shekach Nemer L'Moshe L'Aaron HaChodesh HaZalachem Reish Chadoshim V'Hainu Beis Din HaGadol. In other words, in order to Mekadosh HaChodesh, it is not enough just to have Shoisha Dayanim Mumchim, but rather one needs Shoisha Mi Beis Din HaGadol, which as the Rambam explains is based on the Drasha from the Pasuk of HaChodesh HaZalachem, which is referring to Moshe and Aaron v'hainu based in HaGadol. Based on this, one can say that even though a Yachim Mumche is considered a Beistin, and for that reason the Yachim Mumche has the ability to be done, but still in order to be considered a representative of Beistin HaGadol, one needs Shoisha Dayanim. And one needs Shoisha Dayanim be based in HaGadol in order to be considered representatives of Beistin HaGadol. And for that reason, we differentiate between Kfiyas HaChodesh and Kiddush HaChodesh. As far as Kfiyas HaChodesh, all one needs is a Beis Din. And therefore, Yochem Mumche was considered like a Beis Din, will be able to be Kaveh HaChadoshim. On the other hand, as far as Kiddush HaChodesh, that one needs representatives of Beis Din HaGadol, for that reason, one needs Shoisha. And Yochem Mumche cannot be Mekadesh HaChadoshim. And for that reason, Kfiyas HaChodesh is not mentioned in our Mishnah, since as far as Kfiyas HaChodesh is concerned, the Yochem Mumche has the ability to be Kaveh HaChadoshim. That is how one can explain why Kfiyas HaChadoshim is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Uwe Divri Ahmed Cheschenechu explains that the Makar for Kfiyas HaChadoshim is from the Pasuk of HaChodesh HaZelachem. Now let us go on to the next sugya. As we mentioned before, our Gemara brings down the Pshat in our Mishnah of Ravashi. The Ravashi says, O'ilam chiyushov ketoni, umay ibor chiyushov deibor, va'aydi dekabayu lemisni ibor shana tonanami ibor chaydesh. Rashi explains, va'aydi detoni ibor hashana, davinami chiyushov deibor hashana, va'hasam oisagi doitoni ibor, da'mira boi sheikachu adar hashenu eshem adar, di'shaski memelo shem nisen mikva. For that reason, Tananami Gabi Chodesh Ibor HaChodesh. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following Kashan Rashi. Tesis asks, on this, Rashi is Mefarish. Damira Boi Shi Kachu Adar Hashenu Hashem Adar. According to the Sheet of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Ein Wahaske Washen Kiddush Oi Boi Kiddush Oi Moi Voi Chaser. Vein Weimar Boi Mekodesh Mekodesh. From Tesis, one clearly sees that even according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, that one does not need to mekadesh as a chedesh, but still one needs to be kaveh the chedesh, like we mentioned before, v'shem the minchas chinuch. And for that reason, Tesis says that even though they are not mekadesh the chedesh or shem adar, but they should be kaveh the chedesh or shem adar. Since even according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, there is a kfiyas taking place. From Rashi, one sees that even though according to Rabbi Reb Shimon, there is no halacha that based in needs him a kaddish as a chedesh, but rather we will say shonim at makadesh viat makadesh chadashim. But still, in the halacha of Ibar Shona was neschadish that based in have the ability to makadesh the chedesh as other. And as far as the halacha of Ibar Shana is concerned, it is based in Kiddush that are Mekadesh the Chodesh as Chodesh Adar. Tesis goes on to ask another Kashan Rashi, and Tesis asks, Umashamash Anuteich Pirushay, the Biyayim Shoishim Kovin Oiso Shem Adar Sheini E Nira, the Aminu Akamone Ma'abrin Es Hashana Biyayim Shoishim Shaladar, Hoyo Veroi Lekovin Nisan. Tesis goes on to say, Elat Zahar Choymer Damira Shalibar Hainu B'Shah Shagoymin Hashivash Teyashanamu Beres Kaidim Shweishim Shaladar. U B'Shah Shabawaydim Shroas Achidish, Afil Yikvu Oise Stam Leislan Ba, Umemela Have Adar Sheini. In other words, we find a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains that based on our Mekadesh, the Chidish was Shem Adar. On the other hand, Tesis argues, and Tesis says that Beis Din are not Mekadesh the Chodesh Hashem Adar, and so too they are not Keveah the Chodesh Hashem Adar. But rather at the time that the Shiva decide to Ma'abra the Shana, at that point of time, there is an Amira Shalibor. But the Amira Shalibor is not an Amira at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh. So to answer Tesis' Kasha and Rashi from Rashi O'Chir, one sees the following Chiddush. And Rashi understands that there are two separate halachas as far as Ibar HaShana is concerned. First of all, there is halacha that based on Kaveya the Shana is a Shana Muberes, and then there is a separate halacha that based in are either Kaveya or a Mekadesh, the Chedesh, or Shem Adar. And therefore, this halacha that we find in the Gemara later on, Dafi Beis HaMan Aleph, that a Ma'abin is HaShana B'Yim Shoishim Shaladar, is only as far as Beis Din being Kaveh the Shana as a Shana Mubares. That has to take place before Yom Shoyishim Shal Adar. Beis Din have to be Kaveh the Shana as a Shana Mubares before Yom Shoyishim Shal Adar. But once Beis Din were Kaveh that the Shana is a Shana Mubares before Shoyishim Shal Adar, then the Kiddush HaChidosh Hashem Adar can take place and has to take place B'yom Shoyishim Shal Adar. At the time that the Chidosh is becoming Mekudosh, at that point of time, Beis Din have to go and be Mekadosh the Chidosh Hashem Adar. Otherwise, as Rashi explains, automatically the Chidosh will become Chidosh Nisan. The fact that Beis Din were Kaveh the Shana as a Shana Mubaris is itself not enough, that the Chidosh should not Memela become Chidosh Nisan without Beis Din going and being Mekadosh the Chidosh Hashem Adar. L'chaira one can explain Pshat v'shitas Rashi as follows. This is the Rizalacha of a Ma'abrinus HaShana B'yim Shoyishim Shal Adar is because B'yim Shoyishim Shal Adar is considered already part of the next year. And since it is considered part of the next year, in order to Ma'aber the Shana and to be Kaveh the Shana as a Shana Mubares, that Kfiyas has to take place during that year, that Kfiyas cannot take place on the Yom Shoyishim Shal Adar, which is already considered part of the next year. But once Beis Din were Kaveh that the Shana is a Shana Mubares, and they were Kaveh that the Shana is a Shana Mubares before Yom Shoyishim Shal Adar, then all that is necessary is the Mekadosh the Chidosh Hashem Adar. Yom Shoyishim Shal Adar is no longer considered part of the next year, since they were already Kaveh the Shana as a Shana Mubares. This the Rashi explains, that without Beis Din going and being Mekadosh the Chidosh Hashem Adar, automatically the Chidosh is Chidosh Shal Nisan. From Rashi one sees that even though they are Kaveh the Shana as a Shana Mubares, and therefore the 30th day is still considered part of the previous year, but still the Chidosh will be considered Chidosh Nisan. And for that reason one has to go and be Mekadosh the Chidosh Hashem Adar, since if not, Memela Havei Nisan. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Tanu Rabbanan imarbenes Hashana elam ken yirtze nasi. Umayis Rabbi Gamliel shalach li to roshos eitzal shol tenachat shebesuria v'shalavai ve'ibru es Hashana amanah sheyirtze Rabbi Gamliel. Ukeshebar Rabbi Gamliel v'amereitzani nimtzes shana muberes. In the Kivayg and Ksuvas of Gimel and Aleph we find the following kasha. The word is pshat in this. That Beis Din has the right to Mabres HaShana Omanah Sheyirtza Anasi. L'chira such a Tanai should be dependent upon Breira. And if we are to say in Breira, then even if the Nasi is Misratza, with the Ibar HaShana Beis Din Mitzol HaShana should not be Mubares. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Achrenim answer the kasha as follows. In the Rambam, in Perek Dalim Yehochas Kiddush HaChidush HaChid, we find that the Rambam says that Ibar Hashana Shalabir Shas Nasi is Eina Mubares. In other words, the Ibar Hashana cannot take place without the Rishus of the Nasi. But now one has to understand, if the Ibar Hashana cannot take place without the Rishus HaNasi, then why was it necessary to make a Tanai? Anyways, the Ibar Hashana is dependent upon the Rishus HaNasi. So to answer this kasha, the Achrenim say that this that one needs the Rishus of the Nasi is Mishum Kvoidei Shal HaNasi. And since this that one needs Rishos of the Nasi is Mishum Kvoidei Shal HaNasi, for that reason they had to be Masna, without Hasna, even if the Nasi will be Misratza, but still there is a lack of Kavod. Being Ma'aber without the Nasi is a Chsaron Kavod, and for that reason one needs a Hasna, Mishum Kvoidei Shal HaNasi. And therefore the Hasna that is taking place is not a real Hasna, but rather the Hasna is just the Asna Mishum Kvoidei Shal HaNasi. And since the Asna is Mishum Kvoidei Shal HaNasi, if they will be Ma'abra the Shana, and then the Nasi would be Misratza, and they were not Masna B'Shas, their Ibor that they are being Ma'abra the Shana Adas HaNasi, then that Ibor will not work, since there is a lack of cover to the Nasi, which is Ma'akiv, even B'Di'evid. So again, one Ma'alch as far as how to explain this. That in Ma'abrinus HaShana Elam Kenyirtz HaNasi is Mishum Kvoidei Shal HaNasi. In other Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that in Ma'abrinus HaShana Elam Kenyirtz HaNasi is by saying that one needs a svara of the Nasa in order to ma'aber shana. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this that there is a halacha of a ma'abrin es hashana elam ken yirtza nasi. In our Gemara, we find the following halacha tanu rabbanon ashoisha dvar ma'abrin es hashana ala aviv al peres liwan valat kufa al shnayim mehem ma'abrin val echad mehem ein ma'abrin. In Tesis, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph, from now off, we find that Tesis asks the following kasha on our Gemara. Tesis asks, from this, how we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Sholach Yerpuna Bar Avnu Rava, Kad Chazes Demashchat Kufas Tevis Hashisa Benisan, Ibra Lahi Shata, V'loi Techasha, Dichsev Shomer Es Chedesh Aviv, Shomer Aviv Shalt Kufas Sheheba Chedesh Nisan. So from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Ocheon clearly sees, that we are ma'aber the Shana just because it's Kufa. On the other hand, in our Gemara one sees that only al Shnayim ma'abrin, al Echad ein ma'abrin, and we are not ma'abrin because of Kufa by itself. So to answer this kasha, Taisa says as follows. Taisa says, V'yishoymer d'hosam et Kufas Tishrei Ayri, avohochab et Kufas Nisan, d'alea levada ma'abrin. In other words, Tosfos is a mechalish this, so we find in our Gemara that our Gemara says, Al Shnayim Ma'abin, our Gemara means to say, that we are not Ma'abin the Shana for Tkufas Tishrei by itself, but rather only Al Shnayim Ma'abin. On the other hand, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is referring to Tkufas Nisan, and Tkufas Nisan by itself is a reason to be Ma'abin as Hashanah without anything else. That is the Shita of Tosfos, and that is how Tosfos answers his kasha from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. From Rashi and Arsigi on the other hand, the one sees that Rashi argues on Tesfis. Rashi explains that the Tkufa that is mentioned in our Gemara is referring both to Tkufas Nisan and to Tkufas Tishrei. And both on Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei, our Gemara says, Al Shnayim Ma'abin, Al Echadim Ma'abin. And so too we find in the Tesfis Rosh. The Tesfis Rosh asks the following kasha. What is Pshat in this? That it ain't Anu Makpidim. Even though sometimes the Tkufa comes out after Pesach. The Tesfos answers his kasha by saying as follows: Shibizmanenu shano isin al piyach cheshmon v'yefshu lanu leidal aviv uperes ha'ilun shveret Yisrael einanu cheshishin lazeh. So from the Tesfos Rosh one clearly sees that even as far as Tkufas Nisan is concerned, we will say al shnayim ma'abrin v'al echad ein ma'abrin. Now according to the sheet of the Rambam, as far as how to answer the kasha of the Tesfos Rosh, that bizmanenu l'chira it comes out of a pomer that Tkufas Nisan comes out after Pesach. We find that Chaim Kanievsky answers the kasha as follows. That the entire kasha of the Rosh is only if we are to hold like the Tkufa of Shmuel. In the Gemara in Erevin, and that in Vavim and Alf, we find that there is a machlokes between Rav Ada and Shmuel as far as Tkufas are concerned. And there is a machlokes between Rav Ada and Shmuel as far as the Yisrin Shnas Achama Al Halavana. And the entire kasha, the Rosh, is only because the Rosh is going with its kufa of Shmuel. On the other hand, the Rambam, which is tossing in Perakyon Mehochas Kiddush Achidesh, who paskins like Ravada, for that reason, it never comes out. That Kufas Nisan will come out after Pesach, even according to our cheshbon. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim with this, that we say, Ashnayim Ma'abrin V'alechadim Ma'abrin, is even referring to Kufas Nisan, or is it not referring to Tkufas Nisan? The Rambam and Tosfos understand that as far as Tkufas Nisan is concerned, the halacha is ma'abrin. On the other hand, Rashi and the Rosh understand that as far as Tkufas Nisan, the halacha is a ma'abrin, and we will apply the halacha of al echad a ma'abrin and only al shnayim ma'abrin. Now, everyone has to understand pshat in the sheet of the Rambam and Tosfos, as Tosfos asks in Rosh Hashanah, "V'tzarich tam, kiven the mikra kadarshi hacha v'hacha, ma'ishna, what is the difference between Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei?" And just like we are ma'aber the shana for Tkufas Nisan, so too we should be ma'aber the shana for Tkufas Tishrei. So to answer Tosfos' kasha and to explain pshat in the sheet of Tosfos, one can say as follows. That there is a fundamental difference between Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei. As far as Tkufas Tishrei, the pasuk says Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashana. On the other hand, the Makar for Tkufas Nisan is based on this, that the pasuk says Shmaras Chodesh Aviv, which, as we mentioned before, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah darshins Shmar Aviv Shal Tkufa Sheyehi BeChodesh Nisan. Based on these two drushes, one can say that there's a fundamental difference between Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei. As far as Tkufas Tishrei is concerned, the Torah is just coming to Megala this man of Sukkot and Ashana Ketikuna. And this man of Sukkot when Ashana is Ketikuna is B'Tkufas Tishrei. On the other hand, as far as Pesach, that the Torah says Shmoras Chodesh Aviv, the Torah is coming to Mechalish that there is a chiv to make sure that Pesach comes out B'Chodesh Aviv. And therefore, as far as the chiv HaTorah of Shmoras Chodesh Aviv, we are Ma'aber for Tkufas Nisan by itself. As far as Tkufas Tishrei, and the other reasons that are mentioned in our Gemara, that we are Ma'aber in order that the Shana should be Ketikuna, we are only Ma'aber for Shnayim and not for Echad. Only if we have Shnayim do we consider that the Shana is not Ketikuna. If all we have is Echad, then we still consider the Shana Ketikuna. In the Rambam we find that the Beskruav is Medayik the following Diyak. In the Rambam in Perek Dalam Mehochas Kiddush HaChidush HaChalf we find that the Rambam says as follows. Shana Mu'beres Yishana Shemesifim Ba'chidesh Umibneima Mesifim Chidesh Zeh Vibnei Zman Ha'aviv Kedei She'a Pesach Ba'isei Zman Shenemar Shomer Es Chidesh Aviv She'a Chidesh Zeh B'zman Ha'aviv V'ruei Ha'isaf Ha'sach Chidesh Ha'zeh Pesach Ba'pa'amim B'mois Ha'chama U'pa'amim B'mois Ha'gashamim. From the Rambam and Rachal, one clearly sees that the entire halacha of Ibar Shana is in order to ensure that Pesach should come out b'zman ha'aviv. The Rambam goes on to say in Rachabes, Al shoisha simonim ma'abren es ha'shana, al ha'tkufa v'al ha'aviv v'al peiray sa'ilan. The Beskruav explains Pshat and the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam understands that the entire halacha of Ibar is in order to ensure that Pesach should come out b'zman ha'aviv. This I find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, all these three things are simonim for Zman Ha'aviv. And therefore this that we say Al Shnayim Ma'abrin V'Al Echad Ma'abrin is because in order to Ma'abr one needs two simonim. One simon is not enough to decide that the Zman Ha'aviv did not yet come. This that we find that the Rambam and Ochabes explains that we are Ma'aber for Tkufas Nisan by itself without any other reason, is because the Rambam understands that that Simen is the Iker Simen. As the Rambam says, all Simens are Saim Chinu Ma'aberim Ben Chayishishinu Simen Acher. Generally speaking, one needs two Simonim, but the Simen of Tkufas Nisan is such a good Simen, we are Saimach on that Simen by itself. So again, the Rambam understands this, our Gemara says, Al Shoisha Dvar Ma'aberin Es Hashana, that really there is only one Siba for Ibar Shana. And the one Siba is this, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah darshens from the Pasuk of Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. Shmar Aviv shal Tkufa sheyehei b'Chodesh Nisan. The Shloisha Dvarim that are mentioned in our Gemara are Simonim for Tkufas Aviv. On the other hand, Rashi and Tesis in our Sugya argue. And Rashi and Tesis understand that the three Dvarim that are mentioned in our Sugya are three different Sibas to be Ma'aber Es Hashanah. And this, our Gemara is a tzad, that al tkufa l'chudei ma'abrin, which as Rashi and Tosfos both explain is referring to Tkufas Tishrei, is either as Rashi explains, since tkufa is d'araisa, or as Tosfos explains, since tkufa is something d'loy avidi d'to. In other words, according to the tzad of our Gemara, that al tkufa l'chudei ma'abrin, this that we find in our Gemara al shnayim ma'abrin, is only because one each Shnayim in order to make sure that there is no toes taking place. But really, according to Tesis, each one by itself is a reason for being Ma'aber Es Hashanah. And similarly, we find in the Kiryas Sefer that the Kiryas Sefer says this, that one each Shnayim, and one cannot be Ma'aber Al Echad, is only a Din Midrabanan. In other words, Mi Ikar Adin. One should be able to Ma'aber even Al Echad. This, that one each Shnayim, is only Midrabanan, which is a chera based on this, that Tesis says, since it is possible that they are making a mistake. According to the way we explain Tesis and Rosh Hashanah, the chera will come out. This, our Gemara says, Al Shoisha Ma'abrin, is because this, the Ma'aber Es Hashanah, is in order that the Shana should be Ketikuna. And for that reason, we will say that as long as Shnayim are Ketikuna, we are not Ma'aber, since then the Shana is considered Ketikuna. That is a third mahalach as far as how to explain This, our Gemara says, Ashoisha Dvar Ma'abrin Es Hashana. The Beskrav goes on to say that we find in other machlokes between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. The Gemara before Nimel Aleph says as follows, Tan Rabbanon Ima'abrin Es Hashana Loi Mipnei Agdiyim, Avo Oisin Oisan Sa'ad L'Shana. Rashi and Tosfos both explain. This, our Gemara says, Avo Oisin Oisan Sa'ad L'Shana. Our Gemara means to say the Meishachem and Advarim Shetzorach Rabbe B'Shvilon K'gin Aviv Iperes Eilon Tal Echa Mehenei Ma'abrin Imesh Oy Tziba Rabbe K'gin Gediyim Oy Tua My Goyiz Lois Nas Usadim Etztarfim Le'echa Mehenu Ma'abrin. In other words, even though we learned that we need Shnayim Tim Ma'abr and one is not enough Tim Ma'abr, but still if one has a Tziraf of Mnei Gediyim Mepnei Atuam or that itself is enough to mitzarev to be ma'aber, and it is considered as if we have shnayim. On the other hand, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam explains this, that the Gemara says, Avol oisin oisin sad v'shon, our Gemara does not mean that we are mitzarev ne'agadim ne'atvam ne'agrizleis to one of the dvarim that are mentioned in our Gemara, but rather our Gemara means to say that when based on our kaisun idea that they are ma'aber the shana, they are moisif this time to the Iker Tam, and they say, Shanazu Tzvichi Yibram Neat Kufa Shemashcha, and they are Aviv Uperas Eilon Shoigiu, Va'oid Shagdiyam Ketanem Va'goiz Lois Rakim. And that is what our Gemara means when our Gemara says, Oisin, Oisin Sad Vashana. In other words, according to the Rambam, Gediyam Tom Va'goiz Lois is not even at Tziroth in order for us to be Ma'aber. The Beskrav explains Pshat the Machoikis Harishainim as follows. The Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam are going with Shita Sayu. According to Rashi and Tosfos, we understand that the Shoish Advarim that are mentioned in our Gemara are three Sibas to be Ma'aber, and one needs two Sibas to Ma'aber, and one Siba by itself is not enough to Ma'aber. As far as this, that one needs two Tzrochim in order to Ma'aber, and one Tzrech by itself is not enough to Ma'aber, we will say that Oisin, Oisin, Sa'ad, Roshana, and the Tzrech of Tuayim, Goizois, and Gediyim could be Mitzurev to be considered a second Tzorech. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, that the entire halacha of Ibor is only in order that Nisan should come out at Kufas HaAviv. For that reason, Gediyim, Tuayim, and Goizois has no ramifications at all on being Ma'aber Sashana. And therefore, this Ragamar says, Oisin, Oisin, Sadu Devayim is only as the Rambam explains in Perek Dal Rochaches, that they are Moisif Gediyim, Tuam, and Goizlois as a tam. And they are Moisif, Gediyim, Tuam, and Goizlois as an add-on for the reason why they were Ma'aber as Hashana. In the Gemara before Nam Lalf, we find that our Gemara says as follows, a Ma'aber as Hashana, Elam Kein Hoysa, Tzrichem, Ne'adrachim, Mipnei Akshorim, Umnei Tanure, Psachim, Umnei Galias, Yisal, Shinekrum, Mekoyman, Radayin, Leigiu. In Tosfos, we find that Tosfos asks the following kasha. Tosfos asks, why didn't the Tosefta mention the Gimel Simonim that we find in the Gemara Namar Beis? Tosfos answers his kasha by saying that as far as the Gimel Devarim, we say, Ashnayim Ma'abrin, Val Echad Eim Ma'abrin. On the other hand, as far as the Tzrochim that are mentioned in the Tosefta, for example, the Tzrich Avim Ne'adrochim, from the Aksharim and the other Tzrachim that are mentioned in the Tosefta, one by itself is enough. The Beskrav goes on to say that according to the Rambam, the entire Kasha is not a Kasha. According to the Rambam, the Halacha of the Tosefta and the Halacha, the Rima Abram Neshleish Advarim, are two completely separate Halachas. As far as the Tosefta, the Tosefta is talking about this, Rima Abram Neshleish. On the other hand, the Halacha of this, Rima Abram Neshleish Advarim, that halacha is not because we are ma'aber l'tzarech, but rather it is because we are ma'aber in order that chodesh Nisan should come out b'tkufas ha'aviv. This, that Tosfos asks the kasha, that the Tosefta should have mentioned the Rima Abram Ne'gimel Dvarim, is because Tosfos understands that the halacha of the Rima Abram Ne'gimel Dvarim is because we are ma'aber l'tzarech. The Beskrav goes on to say that is pshat in the Rambam in Perek Tal Halachat Esayin, that the Rambam says, Yerlish is there, Shamru Chachamim, Me Ma'abin, Mishnas Ravin, Vishvias, Shoya Avru, Behem, Ne Tzerech, Hadrochim, Hagisharim, Vekayetze, Behen, Avam Hoysar, Shonu, Ruil, Vesaber, Imne At Kufa, Imne Aviv, Uperis, Ilam, Ma'abin, Wa Ilam, Bechozman. In other words, this that we learned, the Ma'ab Mishnah Sriavain Bashvias is only if the Iber is taking place Mishum Tzayach. If the Iber is taking place Mishum Tzayach, then we say that Mishnah Sriavain Bashvias, we are not Ma'aber. Since the entire Iber is only taking place for Tzayach, since the Iber Mishnah Sriavain Bashvias will make things harder for people, for that reason we are not Ma'aber. But as far as this, we are Ma'aber Mneit Kufas Hashana. The halacha of this, your ma'aber mnei tkufas hashana, has nothing to do with the fact your ma'aber with tzayrech. But rather, it is a completely separate halacha of your ma'aber in order to ensure that Nisan will be with tkufas ha'aviv, and therefore your ma'aber, even mishnas ravein uvishnas shviyis. That is how the Beskrov explains pshat in the shita of the Rambam. In the Rishonim, for example, in Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Chidush HaRan, we find in other Malach as far as how to explain the difference between the halacha of the Tosefta and the halacha of this, Rav Ma'aber Mnei Shlosha Dvarim. And Rabbi Yehuda and the Ran say as follows, that as far as this, Rav Ma'aber Mnei Shlosha Dvarim, that halacha is a chiyuv, and we are mechuyev to Ma'aber Mnei Shlosha Dvarim. On the other hand, as far as the halacha of the Tosefta, the Rav Ma'aber L'Tzirach, this Rav Ma'aber L'Tzirach is not a chiyuv, but rather it is only a Rishos that based in are allowed to Ma'aber L'Tzayrech. Based on this, we find that the Achrenim explained the Rambam that we mentioned before as follows. This that the Rambam says in Lachat HaSayin, that the din of Ein Ma'abrin, Bishnas Shvias, or Bishnas Ravain is only referring to where the Iber is taking place Mishum HaTzayrech, and not where the Iber is taking place Mishum HaTkufa, is because when the Iber is taking place Mishum HaTzirach, then the Iber is only Rishos. They are allowed to Ma'aber. As far as Rishos to Ma'aber, we say that we are not Ma'aber Bishnas Ravein or Bishnas Shvias. But as far as where there is a Chiyuv to Ma'aber, for example, in order that Nisan should come out with Kufas Aviv, that then there is a Chiyuv to Ma'aber, for that reason we are Ma'aber, even Bishnas Ravein and Bishnas Shvias. That is how the Achrenim explained Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Tanu Rabbanan Ma'aben Es Hashanim Ela BeYehuda VeMebrua BeGol Mu'Beres Hey Chanan Yeshoinai VeMebrua BeGol Eina Mu'Beres Amar Yehuda Brei DeRishum And Pazi My Time Of The Chanan Yeshoinai Amar Kra LeShechnai Sidrashu Vasa Shama Kol Drisha Shatadere Shoyu Ela BeShechnai Shamakim. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following kasha, and Tesis asks the kashik tzas the rebroches on the samach gimel on the base nafgon medechsev kimitziyin teitzei sayra v'hacha maisi miloshech nei sidrashu. In the Rambam, in Perek Dalem Mehilchos Kiddush Achidush V'Achi Beis, we find that the Rambam says as follows: E ma'aber nes hashana ela beretz Yehuda shashchina b'seicha shenema loshech nei sidrashu v'mebrua begolam u'beres. On the other hand, in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchos Kiddush Achidush Halachas, we find that the Rambam says, "E mechash v'mekoyven chadashim u'me'abrin shonim ela be'eretz Yisrael, shenemar ki mitziyain teitzei seiro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim." And the Rambam goes on to say that this that we say, "E mechash v'mekoyven chadashim u'me'abrin shonim ela be'eretz Yisrael," is ma'akiv. From the Rambam, one clearly sees that there are two separate halachas. As far as this, that we say ma'aber nes hashanim ela b'Yehuda, but the evidence, if one was ma'aber b'golol, it is mu'beres. On the other hand, as far as this, that a ma'aber nes hashana ela b'eretz Yisrael, that halacha is ma'akiv. And the Rambam explains that there are two separate makaris. There is one makar that the Iber hashana has to take place b'Yehuda, and then there is another makar that the Iber Hashanah has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk of Oshech Nei Sidrashu is coming to teach us that the Iber Hashanah has to take place in Yehuda. On the other hand, the pasuk of Ki Mitziyin Teitzei Sayyad V'Hashem Yerushalayim is coming to teach us that the Iber Hashanah has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. And the drush of Ki Mitziyin Teitzei Sayyad is Ma'akiv. They are Ma'aber B'chutz La'aretz. The Iber did not work. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following kasha: V'hadir b'kiva iber hashanah b'narada b'reish perak yishasholim u'narada mechutz la'aretz shayinir b'kiva shayniach k'moyse b'eretzol k'tamrinam b'seif brachas. Now to explain Pshat on this, that since b'kiva zoyniach k'moyse, for that reason he was allowed to ma'aber hashanah mechutz la'aretz, we find that the Marsha In Brachas Nam Samachim Amud Aleph explains as follows: that Heichad Loiniach Kamaisei Shari Af Bechutzar Tzil Basar Taim Adikra Ki Mitzian Teitzei Seira. This that we say Mitzian Teitzei Seira is only because a Muflash Abedar is in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva Shoiniach Kamaisei Vehuhaya Bechutzar Tvuhaya Muflash Abedar Hotulewa Aber Bechutzar. In other words, Kimitzian Teitzei Seira is dependent upon this, that the Gadol Hadar is in Eretz Yisrael. If the Gadol Hadar is in Chutz Haaretz, one no longer has Mitzian Teitzei Seira. In other words, Teitzei Seira is dependent upon the Makam of the Gadol Hadar. And if the Gadol Hadar is in Chutz Haaretz, then Teitzei Seira is from Chutz Haaretz. In the Miri later on, that we find that the Miri explains this, so we say that when Niach Kamaisi, one is already Maber Shanim Chutz Haaretz, is only la'achar korban bezman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Even heicha shoniach kamaisi, one cannot be ma'aver shanim achutzaret. From the Meiri it is mashma this that we say that teitzei seira is dependent upon the makam of the gadol hadar is only la'achar korban bezman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Then even heicha shoniach kamaisi, that still we will say mitziyin teitzei seira, and for that reason one cannot be ma'aver shanim achutzaret if you heicha shoniach kamaisi. Well, one can explain in other pshat. With this, we differentiate between Mizman Shebeis Hamikdash Hayikayim and Achar HaKorban. Heicha Shoiniach Kamaisei, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Hayikayim, this that we say, that Heicha Shoiniach Kamaisei, one cannot be Ma'aber Shanim Bechutz Haaretz, is based on the pasuk of Oshechnei Sidrashu Vasa Shama. Oshechnei Sidrashu was not dependent upon the makam of the Gadol Hadar. And therefore, Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim, for that reason, we all say, Oshechnei Sidrashu, and a Ma'abin Shanim Bechutz Haaretz, Afil Heicha Shoiniach Kemaisai. Only La'achar Korban, the one no longer has Oshechnei Sidrashu, do we say, then now it is dependent upon Mitzian Teitzei Seira, and therefore, Heicha Shoiniach Kemaisai, one can Ma'abin Shanim Bechutz Haaretz. In Teisus, we find that Teisus brings down from the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, the Ksheniuchilun Aber Oisa Beretzal Ma'aben Oisa Bechotzaret. Yermia Yechesko Baruch Beneria Ibru Bechotzaret. In the Menachas Chinuch, we find that the Menachas Chinuch asks the following kasha. Just like we find that Kodem Shenivchar Eretz Yisrael, one is allowed to Mekadesh Bechotzaret, so too, since Kedusha Yerushalmi is a Kidshah Asadwavi for that reason by Golas Bavil, Eretz Yisrael is not Neskadesh. And these Nevi'im were Mekadesh, Bizman, Golas Bavel, that Eretz Yisrael did not have Kedusha. And for that reason, they were allowed to be Mekadesh Bechutz Haaretz. And therefore, how can one prove from there that where Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, and one cannot be Mekadesh in Eretz Yisrael, still one is allowed to be Mekadesh in Ma'aber Shonim Bechutz Haaretz? That is the Kasha of the Menachas Chinuch on the Yerushalmi. So, L'chaira, to explain Pshat in the Yerushalmi and to answer the Kasha of the Menachas Chinuch, one has to say as follows. That even though Kedusha Rishayna was Kitcho Ashaita Vuloi Kitcho Vaslovai, but so as far as this, we darshan Shechnei Sidushu Vasashama, then Ima Abrin is Hashana Begolil, that is not dependent upon Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael as far as Trumas Umaisus is concerned, but rather it is dependent upon this, that the Mokim Havashra Shechina is an Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we say Shechnei Sidushu. And as far as this, the Eretz Yisrael was in Skadish, as a Mokam for Ashras HaShechina that applies even after the Churban of Bayis Rishon, as we find in the Tashbeitz. And for that reason, Yerushalmi proves from this that the Nevi'im were allowed to Ma'aber Shonim Lechutz Haaretz. La'achar Churban Bayis Rishon, from there one sees that so too Heicha Sheyavshu La'aber Be'eretz Yisrael. And one cannot be Mekayim Oshechnei Sidrashu, one is allowed to Ma'aber Shonim Lechutz Haaretz. So from the Yerushalmi one clearly sees that Oshechnei Sidrashu applies even La'achar Churban HaBayis. And therefore we are to differentiate by Lo'iniach Kamaisi between Kodem Churban and La'achar Churban. One cannot say that Kodem Churban, the reason why one is not allowed to Ma'aber Shonim Lechutz Haaretz Afilu Heicha Shoniach Kamaisi, is based on the pasuk of Oshechnei Sidrashu. Since as far as Oshechnei Sidrashu, one should have Oshechnei Sidrashu even La'achar Churban HaBayis. So if we are to differentiate by Lo'iniach Kamaisi between Achar HaKorban and Kodem HaKorban, one has to say, as he mentioned before, B'Shem the Meiri, that Kodem HaKorban, Afilecha Shoniach Kamaisi, but still we will say, Ki Mitzian Teitzei Seyo Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.